Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Fielder's Choice NHL podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Pete. How are you doing today, Pete?
What's going on, guys? I'm doing well. Ready for 10 games. It's a 10 game slate, but it's pretty much redoing. We could just play Tuesday's podcast over, it seems like. A lot of back-to-back games, right?
Yep, a lot of the same matchups we had the other day. Similar totals due to that. But this is a nice slate. About half the slate is that 2.9 or above. And really, there's only four teams at below 2.7. So probably going to be pretty high scoring, which is what we saw in the same slate the other day, just with a few extra games sprinkled in there for tonight's slate. So let's go ahead. And speaking of Vegas, let's take a look at Vegas totals. We've got Edmonton leading the way. 3.5. That's actually down a little bit from 3.8, but still the highest on the board. We'll get into what that means here in a little bit. Pretty obvious. We got Tampa Bay, Carolina 3.3. We've got the Islanders, the Rangers 3.2, Montreal 3.1, Winnipeg 3, Washington, Pittsburgh, New Jersey 2.9. Florida, Nashville, Dallas, 2.8. Everybody else is 2.7 or below. So I mentioned the high Edmonton total. We know what that means. It's Connor McDavid day.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest debates you're going to have is, do you play McDavid and Leon together tonight? I mean, Leon's coming off a huge game, and it's the same Ottawa team at 50 DK points. The other night, I mean, it's going to cost you a lot of money, but that may be one way to go because there is some value here. But I think overall, Connor is the play, obviously. I mean, he's playing unbelievable. And I think he had four more points the other night. Four more points. Now he's got 20 in 8 games this year, 4 goals and 6 assists. So it's all Connor, and then you got to decide how you can go after that.
Yeah, so that game was yesterday, not on a main slate. They scored, I think Edmonton scored 5 goals. No, yeah, they scored 5 goals total, and every single point was scored by either Connor, Leon, or Tyson Barrie, with only like, I think one other person got a piece of any goal. It was pretty crazy to see. It was just absolute domination by a small group of guys. But yeah, anytime we see Edmonton with that high of a total, you know Connor's going to be chalk. That's just one of those plug and play. We don't have Austin Matthews on the board McKinnon. So expect all that ownership to go straight to McDavid. You want to fade him in GBPs for Leon? Sure, Leon actually has better splits. Leon has 1.47 points per road game, whereas McDavid has 1.37. But again, Connor's going to be your chalk cash play. And you said it, Leon is absolutely cash viable as well paired with him. But certainly in GBPs, I love the idea of switching to Leon for your GPPs, and on FanDuel, Leon's wing. So just to note that.
Yeah, and I don't think there's a hell of a lot of ways to go at center tonight. You can go with the two big guys and find value, or I mean, you got to talk about Vinny Trocheck. There to playing against his old team. His point sheet's at now 11 games, goal and assist on Tuesday. So. He's got that motivation.
Means he's got five goals in 5 games against his former team. Oh, I lost you for a second, Pete. I will keep rolling. But yeah, so Trocheck now after scoring has
pretty.
Hey, I lost you for a second there, Pete.
What was that? Yeah, I thought it was people jumping on.
Nope, you dropped out right on Trocheck. So go ahead and give your Trocheck take again here, quick.
All right, so if you don't want to pay up with the two big guys, which is an option, you can stay with McDavid and drop down to Trocheck, who still I think is too cheap at 6'7". He's got 11 game point streak now, going assist on Tuesday, going against his old team again tonight. six goals, nine assists during that streak for 15 points. So there's not a lot of ways I want to go on cash tonight at center. Besides Trocheck, I really love a Jerry McCann. I mean, he's playing unbelievable on a top power play. Four power play goals in his last six games. His price did go up to 4.7, but I still think that's too cheap. So McCann's in play for me. There's not too many other guys in the middle beside him and Trocheck.
Yeah, I really like Trocheck on FanDuel again. His price did go up a little bit, but he's still only 6,300. So he's now got 5 goals in 5 games against his former team. He's literally a goal in every matchup. So 5 games, goal in each. Just he's over a point per game this year, and you get him at a discount. So especially like him on FanDuel, DraftKings, you mentioned. There are some values you can consider at the position. A Sam Reinhart, yeah, he's not having a great year, but he's, top power play, 4,300. Granlund scored in the same matchup the other day. He's 4,100. He's top six, power play one. Pierre-Luc Dubois got going the other day. He's only 3,700 bucks. Again, same matchup we just saw last week. Comes in at 3,700.
And
Eric's.
you're gonna see some changes in that Winnipeg line too, with Wheeler out now. I haven't seen any the changes yet, but
Yeah, he's
Wheeler's
out
out.
indefinitely. So you got to think Pierre-Luc Dubois moves up to that top unit.
That's what I'm thinking. I think he goes at the top power play. Maybe a guy
Let me
like
see if.
Andrew Copp moves up to
Yeah, they'll move Andrew Copp up to wing, which makes him certainly viable.
DF
Let's see
Bosa
here.
has Wheeler on there.
Yeah, which is not right. He for sure hit long-term IR. Let me see if left wing lock's updated. But yeah, I assume my prediction is Andrew Copp will move up to the second line because he's one of the better third liners in the NHL. And then Pierre-Luc Dubois probably moves up to the top. I haven't skated this morning, no, but I feel pretty confident in that statement that Pierre-Luc Dubois moves up to the top power play unit, which makes him a really nice play at 3,700. That's probably my favorite punt at the position.
And don't forget about Kirby Dach, who actually had a goal. I'm getting Dallas again,
Yep,
playing 20 minutes,
still
top
only
line.
3,800. Plays massive minutes. We talked about those splits the other day for the Chicago guys. They're unreal. Only one guy has better, who we'll get to. Yeah, absolutely. Certainly got to have Doc on your mind. Yeah, I like Doc. I like Pierre-Luc Dubois, assuming he's on the top power play unit. Those are probably my favorite punts position, right around the same price too.
And I got one more, actually, Corey Mittelstadt. I mean, he's got 3 goals in the last 4 games on Buffalo's top line. He's still only 2.29. That's a punt. But points in his last four. I said goals in three of those. So more of a GPP play, not much of a floor. But at $2,900, that savings will get you other places in GPPs.
Yeah, Buffalo's playing a little bit better all of a sudden. I mean, they still are terrible, but they ended their 18-game losing streak, won two straight actually, and they've been much more competitive since that streak. So, you're starting to see it DFS wise. That's why even Reinhardt now all of a sudden is a little bit more playable than he was earlier in the year. Starting to turn it around. But yeah, and then you mentioned McCann. McCann's another guy. Like you, incredible. So kind of gives you your top end, next range down is that Trocheck area, McCann, and then your punts that we mentioned. All right, let's move over to wing. Here is your question. Are you going right back to our guy Panarin, who, by the way, now is up to a full 2 points per home game after his 4-point explosion the other day?
Yeah, I mean, I think all those guys are in play. Pastrnak, Ovechkin, Kane, Marchand, but I think Panarin, a little bit of a discount off most of those guys at 8-3, multi-point games and four straight facing the Penguins. He put up four against the Penguins on Tuesday. So 8-3, yeah. And that's what'll probably get me off Leon and cash because I want a piece of Panarin, some of his Rangers, Panarin, Fox, something like that. But I think Panarin is the way to go in cash.
Yeah, I think you'll have to decide, do you want the double pay up or do you want to take wing? Because there's a lot of value at wing. I think this is the first time all season we're looking at our cheat sheet, looking at projected ownership. There isn't a single high-priced guy in the top 10 projected ownership wise. Usually it's all your big boys up top. It's like all valuation.
Yeah, I
So
really don't have too
if
many
you're
mid value guy, mid price guys really to even talk about. I have a kind of a gut feeling on Stamkos. If he gets back to that top line with point, I like Stamkos. More of a GDP. They did play together a little bit the other night, but that's pretty much it. It's gonna be a value from wing.
All right, so what are your favorite values at the position then?
Well, first gonna look. Got Connor Brown at only $3,900. He's got goals in five straight games
It's
now,
actually
and
3,300, I believe.
he's 3,900 FanDuel. I'm looking at FanDuel price,
Yep,
so
so even better
33K.
price. Yeah.
I mean, he's on third line, but power play one. I
That's
like
yep.
him. I like Dylan
Edmonton did,
Strome.
yeah.
Strome's back on the top power play now too, double digits in those last three games. It looks like. Corey Perry, only 2,800. He saw over 20 minutes ice time last night, and the Canadians are going to be leaning on him now with Gallagher out. And if
Yeah,
he sees
he
over 20
just
minutes,
parked. He just parked. I actually watched that game yesterday. Literally, just he just got the hell kicked out of him and didn't care. Ended up scoring two goals. Just parked in front of that net the entire game.
I think that's a cash play at $2,100 if he's playing 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean he'll come in at low ownership, but that's a very smart punt. I have zero issues with that in cash.
And Colin Bachla, you can do a lot worse at 2-8 when somebody on a Panarin line coming off a 2-point game, going assist on Tuesday also.
I mean, yeah, and with the way Panarin's playing, if he's going to score 2 points a game at home, which he's literally doing this year, getting a piece of him like Blackwell for that cheap is, yep, again, certainly cash viable. He's going to come in at low ownership, but that's okay. We've talked about that with NHL. This is kind of the one sport in the modern DFS era where I'm not that worried about ownership. McDavid's a different story. He's best player in the league. He literally has 50-point upside. We just saw it, but for the most part, these fading some of these ownership plays rarely are going to sink you. So I'm not that worried about ownership when it comes to NHL. So, yep, I agree with all those guys. Ownership wise, Victor Olofsson all the way down to 3,900. Again, Buffalo's playing better. He's in play. It doesn't feel great to play those guys, but he's there. Sharon Govich from New Jersey's officially on the top line again, top power play unit. They ship some guys out of town, so guys like that are going to get as many minutes as they can handy as they can handle. Jesse Puljujarvi, 4,500. Jeff Skinner is a punt. Cahoon's a punt, top six
Thinking
role.
Miles Wood now at Jersey too, with those trades, Wood should get some more minutes.
Yeah, all these young guys now for New Jersey. Anybody on that top power play, top six role is going to get just as many minutes as they can handle. All these young guys, it's official time to see what they got. So, if you missed it, that was our first big trade. Palmari and Zajac were shipped to the Islanders. So it's an ugly New Jersey lineup, but there's some young talent, and again, they're going to get everything they can handle here.
I do have actually more of a mid-range play. I love this Tolvanen kid for Nashville. He's got 4 goals, 6 assists. That's 10 points in his last 9 games. I think 5K is too cheap against the Red Wings, who are allowing over 3 goals a game. Tolvanen's really talented. So I got him tagged in too as a cash play. Not sure if I'm going to go there, but he's definitely has to be part of the conversation. He's also, especially, they're gonna have to play him with, they got a bunch of guys out. So put Tobin in your little list too.
Yep. All right, let's swing over to defense here again. If you can't, we actually said this the other day, and it t t delivered in a big way. You want a piece of yours. Adam Fox is actually tied all of a sudden. He actually might be in the lead. He has the most points by any defender in the league. He's been incredible lately. He has 20 points over his last 11 games. One, I
I
guess
counted
just one
21.
point.
I got 3 goals, 18 assists, but I'm not good at counting. So maybe I guess it doesn't 20 or 21 doesn't matter. Is
I've
that
got,
what?
yeah, I've got 3 goals and 17 assists.
Okay.
Either way, you're talking about a 2 point per game streak that he's on over, 11 games. So this isn't like a one or two, three or four game sample. You're talking about double digit games here. This dude is playing out of his mind. He's just so smart. He's just such a smart player. He makes all the right moves. He's not the most skilled, but I mean, obviously you got to be skilled to score points like that, but he's not as fast or skilled as other guys are, but he's just smart. The way he
He's becoming a
plays.
must to me. He's becoming a must play. I don't pay up for defense, but it's to the point where he's becoming almost a must play in cash if he's gonna. But this rate.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron, Adam Fox he's just been incredible. So he's making it. You've got to put him in the top five defender in the NHL right now. You really do, and that's crazy. I love it. That's a guy that we were on before anybody.
From day
We played
one.
him. Yeah, I mean, literally day one, and we played him for weeks until his price went up. Obviously, came into this year with him on our radar as well. So, yeah, Adam Fox, incredible numbers lately. Probably my favorite payup. Obviously, we've got Dougie, Yosi. Nurse is having an incredible season. Tyson Barrie's coming off a big day. You got a lot of options, but if you're looking at points per split, so per home game, away game, Adam Fox leads the way with 1 point per home game. So again, that's my favorite payup of the group.
Definitely, and there's a couple mid-range guys I like. I mean, I love Miro Heiskanen. He's on that top power play, double digits, 5 of his last 8. Truba's price went up a little bit, but he's got back-to-back double-digit games. My top value of the night is as long as Charlie McAvoy's out, Steven Kampfer at Boston. If McAvoy's out, he'll be on that power play too. Coming off a 3 block, 3 shot on goal game the other night, I think he's a great play. I think he's like 2-9.
Yeah, let me see if I can confirm his price here. Oh, where are you?
2-5. He's two
Oh,
five.
not even. Yeah, he's minimum price. He's 2.25. So, yeah, I mean, actually, we have a couple punts on the board today at 2.5. Matt Kjerstad for Florida looks like is getting a shot on the second power play unit. Colin Miller remains there. I have to confirm who's starting officially for Boston, but DeBorrow's been there on and off all year, but I wouldn't play him. He hasn't done anything. Ethan Bear actually put up a point yesterday. Anton Strahlman looks like he might be back on the unit for Florida as well. So you do have some punts on the board.
I like
But again,
Matheson for Pittsburgh. He's like 3. He's 3-4,
yeah,
but
he's
he
coming
always
off
gives you
a
a strong
good game
game.
though.
Yep.
Yeah, he hit a couple points last game. Yeah, Kampfer is. It looks like Kampfer is officially on that second power play unit over Zboril. So yeah, I like Kampfer. That's actually a decent unit. Craig Smith, Charlie Coyle, David Krejci, DeBrusk. That's one of the better power plays in the league. And Lord knows Boston can't score at even strength right now. So getting somebody on a power play is super important if you're playing Boston. What else you got at the position?
Pretty much, you could play the Buffalo guys, Dahlin or Montour. Montour's got goals in 4 of his last 5 games. I would love to get like a Kampfer Fox deal if I can. I'm not sure with it being McDavid night Panarin, but if not, I'll probably go cheap again. Maybe Matheson Kampfer or something like that, or Seth Jones also in play for Columbus. That's about it.
Yeah, it looks like let me confirm here. What was I just looking at? Looks like Ristolainen for Buffalo, who's a talented guy. Looks like he might be on that top power play unit as well at 3.9. I know he just did something last game because DFO was laughing on socials. They called it the Rasmus hat trick because three different guys with first name Rasmus for Buffalo all scored. Which is kind of funny because you've got Asplund, Dahlin, and Ristolainen there are all Rasmus. Yeah, Ristolainen is on that top power play unit. Mittelstadt, you mentioned Reinhardt, Olofsson, Dahlin. So all those guys are in play. They're dirt cheap. Dirt cheap power play one. Yeah, their total is 2.7, so not bad. High enough that at their price, I certainly would consider them getting a New Jersey team that just shipped away two of their better players. Buffalo's playing a little better, so yeah, those guys are on play as well. Let me take a look at some FanDuel pricing plays before we dig into goalie. I mentioned Trocheck. I really like that price over on FanDuel. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, probably going to see some ownership. He's only 5,400 on FanDuel. That's very cheap. Brian Rust, as always, very affordable. Jason Robertson continues to be a guy I'm interested. At 4,500, he kind of let us down the other day, but still, he's absolutely in play at that price. Blackwell is only 3,700. Leon is listed at wing there, so you have a decision to make if you want to play Leon or Panarin, who's only 300 more. Over at defense, I would play Adam Fox at 6,200. That is 600 cheaper than Josi, 400 cheaper than Hamilton, 700 cheaper than Carlson. He's underpriced over there, has been all season. Heiskanen, you mentioned he's only 4,400 on FanDuel. Very nice price.
There you go.
Philip Hornack, who's actually quietly having a decent year on a really bad Detroit team, he's only 3,700. You could do a lot worse than that. Yeah, Detroit has the lowest total on the board, but still, 3,700. That's a punt. Ty Smith is only 3,600. Power play one. Ristolainen, I just mentioned, is only 3,800. So you have some true power play one punts on FanDuel. So if you need value, take a look at defense. A couple different punts here on the top power play unit. All right, let's finish off with goalie. My boy Connor Hellebuck's down to 7,300 again over on DraftKings.
Yeah, I may end up, I think Hellebuck may be their top goalie. I like Hellebuck, unless you want to go Omark for Buffalo. New Jersey today in goal. I think he's been, I mean, he's been solid enough. I think he's probably right now leaning on, unless I go Ullmark, he's probably my top goalie. I guess Saros for Nashville. I mean, you want to pay 8-1 as long as we know he's starting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 100% agree.
I mean, Hellebuck 6-3-1 his past 10, averaging 18 DK points per game. Canadians are back to back. Also, the Canadians playing their third string goalie tonight.
It may be. I haven't
Seeing
seen
some,
who's
no, I mean,
officially
yeah, I'm seeing
starting.
some comments about
Probably
that.
because Jake Allen
So
started last night.
let me see. I got
And
Jake Allen unconfirmed, unless Allen goes up back to back, and if he does, it might even be better.
yeah, that was I watched that game last night. Like I said, that was he's Jake Allen saw a lot of action last night, so I'd be interested to see if they roll with him. But yeah, back to back, that was a tough game last night. It was close throughout. It ended up being 4-2, but part of that was it was late. It was a game pretty tight. I'm sorry, it ended up being 4-3.